Stephanie Soderstrom, coordinator of short-term mission for the Reformed Church in America, wrote in Faith Forward concerning this passage of Scripture, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And listen to what she said. "When there's a need or request to pray in a group setting, the person designated to pray may opt for reciting the Lord's Prayer in unison, assuming it's a safe choice. Everyone should be okay with that, the person thinks. I used to think that until I investigated the Lord's Prayer. But more than any of the petitions in the Lord's Prayer, praying, 'Your kingdom come, your will be done,' is radical, demanding, and costly." Now, this is a Lutheran writing. That's the consistent message of Jesus in his teaching about the kingdom of God. Would to God that some of our other denominations would rise to that level. "Your kingdom come," she says, "is submitting to the ways of Jesus. But," she said, "this won't help us make friends with the world. Instead," and I love this, "we'll be joining a revolution against the kingdoms of this world." Do you know that you're a revolutionary this morning? You don't fit in. You don't belong. You don't go along. This is where the Lord's Prayer gets political, she said. Think of King Herod. King Herod was so threatened by the birth of Jesus that he set out to kill him. Matthew chapter 2. Or think of the devil who sought to tempt Jesus by giving him all the kingdoms of the world if he would worship him. Both Herod and the devil understood full well that Jesus was a threat to those who rule unrighteously, evilly in this world. And he still is. The tendency of many Christians today, and I love this. I just love this girl. She's putting it out there, boy. The tendency of many Christians today is to domesticate Jesus. Domesticate Jesus. And tame his radical message by portraying him as a gentle person whose sweet words comforted the distressed and whose death provided forgiveness for our sins. She said, now, while that's true, that's not all of it. That's just not the whole story. "Your will be done." She said, sometimes this part of the petition is understood as a passive response than a call to action. Actually, "Your will be done" is a prayer of obedience, not resignation. Think about it. Think of Jesus' struggle in the Garden of Gethsemane the night before he was put to death. Knowing the agony of what was coming, Jesus prayed, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but thine be done." In his struggle, Jesus did not submit to the inevitable, but carried out and did the will of the Father. It was an act of volition and determined commitment. By pledging what God wants to do in praying, "Your will be done," we are renouncing our own wills and committing to actively doing God's will. When we pray that God's will break in on earth or in earth, she said, it means we're praying for the inbreaking of God's kingdom here and now, not simply in some far-off future that we never expect to see this side of eternity. This little lady has written some strong stuff. So I'm going to ask you something. How is God's will done in heaven?